The Human Rights Watch's deputy Middle East director has slammed Bahrain's decision to revoke the citizenship of senior Shia cleric Ayatollah Sheikh Isa Qassam. Joe Stork tells Press TV that such moves are aimed at silencing peaceful political dissent in the country.
This set of moves by the government seems aimed at silencing any kind of dissent, peaceful dissent, in the country. Number one. Number two. These moves have been taken without any regard to the law. The allegations against Al-Wefaq and against Sheikh Isa Qassam as inciting violence, there has been absolutely no evidence of that.
Stork also called on Bahrain's allies, including the U.S. and the U.K., to be unequivocal in condemning Manama's moves against the country's main opposition group, Al-Wefaq, and its leaders.
There has to be some actions. The U.S. has to be clear to the Bahrainis that there are going to be consequences for the relationship, the U.S.-Bahraini relationship, if this continues and if these steps are not reversed immediately. I have to contrast the U.S., the good U.S. statements, with the terrible statements and zero action on the part of the U.K. government, which has just been basically a mouthpiece for the Khalifa family, as far as I can tell. It's completely shameful.
Stork also noted that such provocations by the Al-Khalifa regime undermine Bahrain's stability and provoke more unrest in the country. Manama revoked the citizenship of Sheikh Isa Qassam on Monday, claiming that he has been involved in spreading extremism. Qassam has been a supporter of reforms in Bahrain.